Welcome to FM Yerushalmi, Shir sponsored in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Tzadikei in the Ho'iz V'Hodr edition, Perek Chamishos, or the 15th Perek, towards the end of Halacha Beis. We're starting Amud Aleph, four lines on the top. The Gemara is talking about the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a person uses a rope and he ties it to a bucket. It's aser because it's a knot that he's going to leave there permanently. And Rabbi Yehuda is matir. So Gemara explains, what does it mean that Rabbi Yehuda is matir? Omar abo bechevel shochul hi masniso. We talk about a rope which is weaved. That's how Rabbi Chaim explains it. Meaning that it's a special rope. He's not going to leave it over there. Chevel shu mishuchol. And that's what Gemara says, chevel shu mishuchol. I mean, once it's weaved and it's a special rope, he's not going to leave it there. The Gemara and the Bavli says that we talk here about a chevel of an oyrig, a weaver. Not that it's weaved, a weaver, meaning it's something that he needs for his profession, so that's why he's not going to leave it there, and that is the same idea. According to Rabbi Chaim, the next words are just a quote from the Mishnah. We said a psikio of loy bechevel has to be a belt, but not a rope. To the common holes, you cannot use a rope. Rabbi Yehuda Matir, as we just mentioned, because we talk about a rope, that he won't leave it there. And in the Bavli, they explain that Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's mekel. Rabbanon disagree because there are goyzer, a rope that he needs, after a rope that he does not need. And the Gemara quotes this because of the next part. Because we have it as if it says vichuli, says Reb Chaim, and referring to the rule that says the end of the Mishnah, klal amar Rabbi Yehuda, a rule that Rabbi Yehuda said, kol kesher she'einu shekayamo ein chayovim alov. Any kesher, which is not a permanent kesher, you're not chayav on it. So says the Gemara, our Rabbanan lawyer, Rabbanan disagree with his rule that any kesher that is not kayom, is not chayav in it. And they begin the tanina kadmaisa b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, tanina fado b'shem Rabbi Yehuda. Because the first part we spoke about Rabbi Yehuda, then he spoke about the rope. So we said, you should know that the rule Rabbi Yehuda said, kesher she'en shekayom, you're not chayav in it, but Rabbanan agree with that rule. Says the Gemara, Kol Amar Rav Yehuda, Kol Kesher She'einu Shekayom and Chavim Alov. Again, a quote from the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Shmuel B'Shev Zehiro, Kinim Astiso. What comes out from the Mishnah, and the way he explained the Mishnah is, Kol Kesher She'einu Shekayom, Kesher was not a permanent knot, Ve'hu L'Shah and Chavim Alov. An additional rule you need to have that he's doing it only for a temporary basis. It has to be two things. Something that usually is only done temporarily, and that was his intention to do it for a short amount of time. But if someone did a kesher she'einu shekayomo for a long period of time, that's also usur. So you need to have both conditions met. It has to be a temporary kesher, which is intended to do for a short amount of time. Halacha gimel zok de mishto. Mekaplim es hakelim afil arbo v'chamisho pe'omim. When a person removes his clothes, he's allowed to fold it even multiple times during the day, as long as he wants to still use it on Shabbos. So he's folding it to be used on Shabbos. You also can prepare the bed. When you do that, when you're using it for Shabbos, Milil Shabbos LeShabbos, prepares the bed from the night of Shabbos, Leil Shabbos, Friday night to Shabbos day. Avloim Shabbos LeMoitzei Shabbos. You can't do from Shabbos LeMoitzei Shabbos. You're not allowed to do Hachana, preparation, from Shabbos to the weekday. You're allowed to not only do from the weekday for Shabbos and for Shabbos to Shabbos, but you're allowed to do even from Yom Kippur to Shabbos. This is something that cannot happen in our calendar, but if Yom Kippur falls on a Friday, you can prepare from Friday to Shabbos, from Yom Kippur to Shabbos. That's how Shmuel holds. And he adds a chal v'Shabbos kravim liyom kippurim. The fats that are left from Shabbos, from the korbanos of Shabbos, could be put on the mizbeach on Yom Kippur. Even though it belongs to Shabbos, you can still do it on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Kiva Omer, loy shel Shabbos kevim liyom kippurim, veloy shel yom kippurim kevim l'Shabbos. Shabbos and Yom Kippur cannot prepare for each other. So therefore, fats that are left from Shabbos to Yom Kippur, you can't put it on Yom Kippur, and fats are left from Yom Kippur, you can't put it on Shabbos. Because according to Rabbi Kiva, Shabbos and Yom Kippur are on the same level, and you now are prepared from one to another. Says the Gemara, the veis Rav Yannai Amri, kipul b'shnayim osur. We said you're allowed to fold clothes. Said in the house of Rav Yannai, you can't fold clothes with two people together. That's much more of a melocha. Rav Chagai b'shem Shmuel b'nachmanin mekaplim b'shabbos b'shnayim. You're not allowed to fold with two people. And you may leave a hand the mekapel al sifsala, someone who folds clothing on a bench, commanding on trays, as if it's two people. Because by having a bench helping a one to fold his clothing, it's as if it's using another person to fold it, which is a melacha, which is asr. The reason it's also is because it's mitaken money. Aziz is fixing the clothing. It's becoming such a good fold. Says the Gemara of Chagai b'shem Shmuel bar Nachman. We just quoted Rav Chagai b'shem Shmuel bar Nachman, so we bring something else from Rav Chagai b'shem Shmuel bar Nachman. Lo nisdu Shabbos v'yamim tovim el achilo v'lishtio. The main purpose of Shabbos Yom Tov is to eat and drink, not to learn. Baladei shapeh ze teriach. So the mouth becomes very teriach, meaning it becomes a little bored, the mouth. Or according to the Girsa of Reb Chaim, because it's mariach or masriach, it has a bad smell. I mean, if you only eat and drink, so it won't be very pleasant for the mouth. So therefore they said you can learn Torah as well. But the main purpose of Shabbos for Sainuk, Achila and Shtiyah. Rabbi Acha b'shem Rabbi Chiya Barbo, he says, "Lo nitu Shabbos yamim tovim ela la'asoik be'em divrei Torah." He says the main purpose of Shabbos Yom Tov is to learn Torah. Yeah, obviously you have to. You can't suffer, so you eat and drink. But the question is, what is the main purpose? So the Gemara Stitzav Seya Bein Ladin Bein Ladin. The price so works according to both. It's a raya to both, because it says, "Ketzadu oisay." What should he do? It says the Gemara Tzalei Kemud Beis O Yoishev Oichel O Yoishev Oisay b'divrei Torah. He could choose either to sit and eat, or to sit and learn Torah. So Mashwa, he can choose to do the entire day only eating, or the entire day only learning. So you see that Shabbos can be used for either or. And that's how the Korban Eidah explains the Gemara, that this Braisa works for both. Reb Chaim brings the pshat that this is a raya for the mandama, that one can learn Torah the whole day. Because it says over here, if you want, you can eat, but you don't have to eat. That's how he reads the Braisa. So you see, for me, if a person chooses to learn Torah the entire day, he's allowed to. That means the main purpose of Shabbos is to learn Torah. And now comes the next Braisa, according to Reb Chaim, that's the Braisa according to the second Mandama. Now the Mefarshim should point out over here that the Girsa that we have in our Gemara is wrong. We can use the Gemara the way it's brought down the Bavli. One pasuk says that Atzeres is talking about Shavuos is for Hashem. The Kosu Chadoyimer Atzeres Tiyeh Lachem. Mashra is for you. You could do with it whatever you want. So you see, and it says regarding Shavuos, and we learn from there to Shabbos, that a person should have a part of Torah and a part for eating. But don't have it fully Torah. He has to be able to eat and drink. So you see that the purpose of Shabbos and Yom Tov is to eat and drink. Says the Gemara of O, Shabbos LaHashem, Shavuos KaHashem. It says Shabbos LaHashem, you have to do Shavuos like Hashem did. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shavuos V'Maimer, Av'at Shavuos V'Maimer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped from talking, and didn't do the Ma'amaris that he created the world with. So you have to stop from talking. Meaning, the person should not speak Divrei Chulin. The words of the weekday, he should not say on Shabbos. On Shabbos, a person should avoid saying Sichas Chulin. Says the one Ma'aseh b'Chosid Echot Shiyotza Tayel B'Karmo B'Shabbos. There was a Chosid that was walking around his vineyard on Shabbos. For Oshon Pir Tzachas, he sees an opening. He sees a part of the fence that broke open. V'Choshev LeGodro Moed Shabbos. So he thought to himself, you know what? On Moed Shabbos, I have to fix this fence. Omar Oyil V'Choshev LeGodro Eini Godro Elomis. Said because I thought on Shabbos something which is a vochtik, a weekday thought, to do a melacha, even though he didn't say any word, it was only in his mind. But because he thought about it on Shabbos, he said, I'm not going to go and fence it forever. Ma Paul HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for him, Zimin lo yisuka achas, he brought him a branch, Shil Nitzpo, the tree called Nitzpo, Ve'olos l'toicho v'gadarto. And when it grew in there, in that hole, in that opening, and it created a fence for him, so he didn't have to build a fence. And not only that, but also mimeno hayanizoin umimeno amisparnes koyomov. From this branch, he was able to feed himself and have parnosa for the rest of his life. Omav chanino bidoicha kitiruli shalshoa mishabbos. Says chanino, they have to avoid talking on Shabbos divrei chulin, that we almost did not allow for someone to say shalom on Shabbos. So much so, we have to avoid divrei chulin, that even to say shalom is not so easy. Sagin. His mother speaking aloud on Shabbos. Tell mommy, it's Shabbos. Tani also litvoyat tzorach b'Shabbos. The person should not daven and ask for his needs on Shabbos. Can we say in Brikas Hamazon reinu parnaseinu, which is a bakasha? We ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take care of us and to feed us. If that's the nusach of the bracha, you don't change the nusach, and it's fine. You don't. What we talk about is asking a special bakasha that you don't do on Shabbos. Says Matani, medichim koisos vekaharos v'tabchuyim. Prison can wash cups, plates, and bowls. pots, Milele Shabbos L'Shachris, from the night of Shabbos to the morning of Shabbos, Mishachris L'Chatzois, from the morning to noontime, U'Michatzois L'Mincho V'Chatzois, for the afternoon time. But at Mincho V'Lamalo, so once you get to Mincho is Osir, because everything you're washing now, all these plates, you're not going to be using on Shabbos, so you're doing it for the weekday, and that's Osir. Uvikois is mutter, but cups you're allowed to. Shein kval shtia. There's no kvias shtia, meaning people drink, even if it's not the time of the meal, they drink the entire day. Rav Yirmiyahu of Zeir b'shem of Chia Barashi, isha pikachas. If you have a sworn woman, what she should do? Medicha kois kan, she can wash a cup in one place. Kiara kan, a bowl in another place. Tamchu kai, a pot in a third place. Nimtzas marbetzas beis b'shabbos. So she's cleaning the house on Shabbos. Not supposed to clean the house on Shabbos, but if you can wash her dishes on Shabbos. So if you wash the dishes in different places of the house, that may come, and that and then she, I mean, Meila will benefit that she washed the house as well. So the word Zeir b'shem Chizdo Yom Kippurim Shechal Yoyis the Girsa of Chaim is be'erev Shabbos. It happened to be on a Friday. Ain Toikim. You don't do Tkiya Shofar to come and say that Shabbos is coming in, because anyway it's also b'melacha. La'acha Shabbos ain mavdilin. If Yom Kippur falls on a Sunday, you don't do Avdala between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, because you now do melacha anyway. There was no heter of the melacha, that nothing changed from Shabbos to Yom Kippur. So the one Ma'akir Rabbi Kiva, that's like a Kiva. But Mavdil, you should do Avdol between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Why? She can Chelvi Shabbos Krevim Yom Kippur. The Chalavim of Shabbos can be carving Yom Kippur. So you see, Yom Kippur is a little more lenient than Shabbos. And the fats of Shabbos are being carved on Yom Kippur. So it means Yom Kippur is a little less than Shabbos. So for that, you have to do Avdol. Amar Vezro Kamei Amano, Afilu Kar Rabbi Shmuel Lo Yavdil, she not do Avdol. Klu Mavdil Tiller Dover Shu Osuloi. Havdalah means to say that till now it was Kodesh, I couldn't do something. Now I could do it. That's what Havdalah is saying. Ilu yiktir chal v'shabbos b'shabbos shemayin amutar. But the chalavim of Shabbos, you could do it on Shabbos. It's not that you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. But the question is, can you do it after Shabbos and Yom Kippur? Shmuel says you can continue doing it not only on Shabbos, also on Yom Kippur. For that, it's not Havdalah, even though Yom Kippur is maybe less than Shabbos. That's why you can continue be maktir the chalavim, putting the fat on the mizbeach, even after Shabbos. But it's not something that became mutter, was mutter even before. Omar Shmuel achoy der brachio v'yavdil. You know what you should do, Havdalah? Shekenu matir la'adiach kfoshi mishlokas. The special heter that you're allowed to wash vegetables and pickled vegetables on Yom Kippur during the day, when it gets towards the end of the fast, in order to prepare for the food of the night. The Gemara in the Bavli brings the reason, because it causes a person to feel even more tzar that he can't eat right now. So Amav Yisrael Klumu Mutar La'adiach Kvashim V'Shlokos Lo'imin HaMincha V'Lamalon says, yeah, but you can't wash the vegetables the entire day. The vegetables that you said you're allowed to do in Yom Kippur is only during the afternoon of Yom Kippur. So how could I do Avdalah and Moitzi Shabbos when Yom Kippur is on Sunday right away on Moitzi Shabbos if you're not allowed to wash the vegetables immediately? You have to wait only the next day for the afternoon. So why don't we do Avdalah in the afternoon in Mincha time? When Yom Kippur falls on a Sunday, you won't do Avdalah immediately Moitzi Shabbos, but you wait for the afternoon. So the Gemara, Manavshoch, Kois Enkan, Ner Enkan, Bameu Mavdil. So the Gemara is bothered. How will exactly do Avdalah? He can't drink a cup of wine. He can't do a candle of Avdalah. So Bishlam, the Gemara understands that Moitzi Shabbos, he's doing Avdalah in Ma'ariv. But here, where is he going to do Avdalah? So the Gemara, Ma'ariv, avoy mitfilo. Yeah, do Avdalah in Mincha. There should be a tefilo when Yom Kippur falls on a Sunday. They do Avdalah doing the tefilas of Mincha. The Gemara does not answer the question. It stays with the question. And with this, we conclude the 15th parak of Maseches Shabbos, Hadron Aloch Perak Eluk Shorim, Hadron Aloch Perak Eluk Shorim. And with this, we end Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Tzadikei.